ends the shir should be a special schus for every marani mirazi sheyichuli nishmas maris esther bas rib shmuel schus refuas tzvi ben yittel and Moshe ben Malka, Schus Moshe Mordechai Eliyahu Hillel ben Yosef Halevi, Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Brachos and Halacha Aleph writes, Mitzvus Esim and Atar Levarcha Achar Achilas Mazon Shenemar Vachal Berachtas Hashem Elokecha, Veinu Chayv Min Atar Lam Kein Savea Shenemar Vachal Tzvot Veirachto Midivrei Sofrim Achal Afilu Kizayis Mevarech Achar. So it's a Mitzvus Esim and Atarah to bench. As it says, Ve'rachdas Hashem Elokecha. No, a person's only chayv to bench if he's satiated. It says, Ve'achalta v'savato ve'rachda midrabanan. Even if he eats but a kezayis, he has to bench. So from the Lashon of the Rambam, says Agon Ritzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvas in Simit Sadi, which is what we're going to be learning. So he's medayik elim kein saveya. He doesn't say elim kein ochel shir sviya. He says elim kein saveya. He doesn't say unless he ate a shear that makes him satiated. He says unless he's satiated. So it's mashma the ikar is talui that he should be saveya, and he doesn't have to eat a shear sviya. The nafkamina ledina would be lekama dvarim v'hilchos agvirsa nishma mized. Number one, there's a nafkamina if a person ate a kezayis and he's v'yoyser v'adayin lo saveya. So he eats a kezayis and he's not satiated, and then he changes his mind and he eats another kezayis, makes a bracha and eats another kezayis, and now he's satisfied. Is he chayev to bench min haTorah? If achilas shir sviya is likuva ligabei chiyuv min haTorah, so now he didn't eat a shir of sviya. This time he only ate a shir derabbanan, he only ate a kezayis. But if the ikar is talui that he should be satisfied after he eats, so he's satisfied after he eats. Now he's saveya because of bitzeruf combining with what he ate in the first time around. So the lashon of the Rambam is elim kein saveya. It doesn't say elim kein ochel shir sviya. He says elim kein saveya. So it's a mashma that since he's saveya, since he's satisfied, he is mischayiv bebirkas hamazon min haTorah, even though he didn't eat this time a shir of sviya. However, in the Tshuvas of the Radbaz, brought in the Birkei Yosef and Simon Kuftzadi Zion Ozdalid and the Shari Tshuva there, Otsik Kotin Ches, he says somebody who eats a kezayis of Dagon and he's satiated, Kagon Shuzaka in Ocholo, Shochel Kodim, Yochel Hotzi Acher, Maus Ferat Bahag, the Savar, the Ochel. The Misha Achal Gazayis Eino Motzi Ki Im Le Misha Achal Shir Derabanan Hachashayni Darehu Saveya. So he says if somebody eats a Gazayis and he's satisfied, like he's an old person or a Chola, doesn't have much room there to eat, or he ate before, so he can be Motzi other people, even according to the Svar of the Bahag, who holds that somebody who ate a Gazayis is only Motzi somebody else who ate a shir derabbanan. So, but here it's different because here he's saveya. So as long as you're saveya from what you eat, you could be motzi somebody else regardless of how much it was, as long as it was minimally a kezayis. The Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet, he brings the Radbaz and he writes, V'hinei ru'isi b'prima gadim shekasev demistabili debinan sviya mipas levad. Writes the Bir Halacha that I saw in the Prima Gadim that he writes that it's mistaber that a person needs to be saveya from the bread alone and not the bread combined with other foods that he eats. He also has chicken, potatoes. No, all he has to do is be satisfied from the bread. Now from the Lashon of the Radbaz, It's mashma that l'chora, that if a person already ate something and he concluded his being satiated through eating a little bit more, that's enough to be mechayev min haTorah. Because if he's talking about a case that he ate bread before, it's pashit that he's chayev. So it must be that he ate something else before. Because what does he write? He writes, "Kagon shu zakein ochola osha ochal kodem." What did he eat before? So it's mashma that what he ate before was something else. He ate some chicken, and now he's finishing it off. He has a kazayis of bread, and that's enough to be mechayev min haTorah. So therefore, you see, not like the prima gadim, but rather you can eat bread and something else, and that's mechayev min birkas hamazon. Because if the Radbaz is talking about where he ate bread before, then of course he's chayev. If Masha'achal Kodem, he ate bread, and now he eats more bread, then of course he's chayev min haTorah. And then he says, but we can be docha that we're talking about where he ate bread before, and he benched. And nevertheless, he's chayev now min haTorah to bench again, because now he's saveya, a midi design, like a zakein or a cholet. That's this little bit is enough for him. So it could be that really you need only to eat bread. The bread alone has to satisfy you in order to be chayev. Not betzeir of other things. But nevertheless, this person was, when it says he ate before, it's talking about where he ate bread. And if it's in the same meal, of course, he's chayev min haTorah. And the answer is, he ate bread, he benched, and now he ate again a little bit. So it's betzeir of the two breads, but not other foods. So, that's interesting. Al Kopanim, where were we medayik from the Rambam? We were medayik from the Rambam that you don't have to eat a shir sviya. You just have to be saveya, even if in this meal there's just a kezias, as long as, let's say, in the previous meal you had a kezias or more, and now you're having filling yourself up with another, just a kezias, but you didn't eat in this meal a shir sviya, but your saveya, so that would be enough to be chayiv, mechayiv yumen haTorah to bench. Now, for the Lashon of the Rabbas, who writes, Mishachal kezayis dogon v'saveya, it's mashma, shal kolponim tzarech lechol achshav kezayis. He has to eat a kezayis now. Avalim ochel achshav pachos mikizayis. If he eats now less than a kizayis, af bishenase saveh mibezeh, then he wouldn't be chayav min haTorah. In other words, let's say you have somebody who ate a previous meal, and he wasn't saveh legamrei, he wasn't completely satisfied. And what does he need to be satisfied? He needs one more bite, one more little bite, and he's satisfied. And now in this meal, he has one more little bite. Is he going to be chayev min haTorah to bench? Because on one hand, you can tell me, yeah, now he's saveh, so he's chayev. On the other hand, you can tell me, he didn't have a kezayis. So how can he be chayev to bench? So, from the Radbaz, it's mashma that Itaka has to have a kezayis. And eating a half a kezayis, a quarter of a kezayis, even though it fills him up now because he ate before, is not sufficient. Now, l'chora, we have to understand, the ikar is that he's saveya. So what does it matter that he had a kezayis now or not? Even if he had a half a kezayis, three quarters of a kezayis, a quarter of a kezayis, as long as it fills him up, it's beseder. You have the savata, so what else do you need? The answer is pashut, that it says ve'achalta v'savata. And achila is a kezayis. He didn't have an achila. He didn't have a kezayis. He didn't do achila. Another nafkamina would be if a person ate kezayis v'yoyser, b'shash lo haya bar chiyuva. V'adayin lo nasa saveya. So what happens? You have a 12-year-old boy, and he ate a kezayis, or more, and he wasn't satisfied. Now he becomes bar mitzvah, and he eats more, and now he's satisfied. If the eker is tali b'shir achila sviya, so when he became a bar chiyuv, he didn't eat kadesh yir svi, only ate a little bit. But if the ikar is talui in the fact that he's saveya, that he's satisfied, so now that he's a bar chiyuv, he's satisfied, he ate a kezayis. Famous Rabbi Kiva Eger in Arachaim in Rukuf Peivov, he says, let's say you ate, a 12-year-old ate, la'is erev kodem alayla, and he ate, he's satisfied, and now it became night, and he hasn't yet digested his food, and now comes night, he digests his food, so zichayv daraisa, because the achila was when he was a katan, but the sviya is when he's a gadol. And if we say that he's chayv midaraisa, it could be that even if he benched when he was still a katan, if he's still satisfied now, if he becomes satisfied now, He has to bench again, because when he benched, he only benched as a derabanan, but now he's satisfied, so he has to bench d'oraisa. So the shaila is, and the Ksav Sofer is mistapik in this also, does the achila have to be bizman achiyuv or only the sviya? If the achila has to be bizman achiyuv, then if he becomes bar mitzvah and now he's full from his food, even if he was full before he was bar mitzvah, but now that he's bar mitzvah, he's still full, so then the bracha that he made, if you don't have to eat bizman achiyuv, then the bracha that he made earlier wasn't enough. That was all. That only covered the derabanan. Now he'd have to bench again daraisa. But if you say that he has to eat bizman achiyuv, so he ate when he was a katan, so it doesn't matter that now he's gadoli saveya. He ate it as a katan, and therefore he can't be chayv midoraisa. Another nafkamina would be if somebody ate a shir kadeis via ma'at mat behefsek shel yosem mechde achilas pras bein achila la achila. And he's saveya with this. He's saveya with this eating. He ate incrementally. It was ochel shir kdei sviya me'at me'at behefzik shel yaser mechtei achilas pras. And then in between each eating, he waited yaser mechtei achilas pras. He waited a few minutes, and he's saveya. So if you need a shir of achilas sviya. So here's no shear of achilas sviya because he waited in between, so it broke up the shear. There's no shear. But if you need that he be saveh, he's saveya. So he's chayv min ha-Torah. And to conclude his tshuva, Rav Frank Zatzal brings a number of chronim, and it comes out from all of them that the ikar is that he be saveya, and not that he eat a shir kadei sviya. So therefore it would come out that in all of our cases, where were our nafkaminas? Our nafkamina was if he ate a kezayis in this meal, and he's saveya from the kezayis, even though he didn't eat shir kadei sviya, but since in the previous meal he'd eaten and he was full from that, he was somewhat full from that, so now we just finished it off. So the fact that now he's saveya would be mechayev midoraisa, That was our first nafka mina, and our second nafka mina is if he ate when he wasn't a bar chiyuv, and now that he becomes a bar chiyuv, he becomes a bar mitzvah, he's saveya, so he would have to bench again d'oraisa. And the third nafka mina is if he ate kidei svia ma'at mat behefzik shel yosef mechdei achilas pras, between achila and achila, so there it's not achila kidei svia, but it's he's saveya, and therefore he would be chayv mid'oraisa to bench. And it's such a pleasure to learn the tshuvas of the great Gaon Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. In the middle of reading his biography, came out with a wonderful sefer many, many years ago called Hatzvi Yisrael, with Chidushei Torah and the end of the beautiful biography of the great Gaon and Tzaddik and Masmid Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So we should be zochah to learn a lot more from him. B'simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.